Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. I want to thank you for joining me. Thanks for being a part of this journey. And I've been working on the Genesis account. We're in the 12th chapter. We're talking about Abraham and the promise. And it just strikes me that what we really should do, I think, is take a little bit of a turn. If Genesis 12, in which God says to Abraham, to you and your seed, you will be blessed, that the promises are to you and your seed, and that you will be given the nations, and that you will, from you, will all the families of the earth be blessed. And then the great apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, writes to the Galatian church, he who really understands, this is an understatement, understands Torah to a level and that you and I can't possibly understand, at least through his lens. I don't mean we can't understand it through the Holy Spirit, but through the lens of a man of his day. And how he interprets that then shifts when he meets Jesus, because he then sees Christ as the fulfillment of the promise. What it seems to me we should do is take that left turn with Paul. And I want to spend the next few days in the third chapter of Galatians. I know we're in Genesis 12, but it just seems wrong to me to simply say that Genesis 12 is now fulfilled in Christ and then move on because we're in a rush to get through Genesis. No, we need to take the time necessary to see what Galatians has to say about it, because the whole purpose of studying the Bible is not simply this exegetical examination of every word left to right, so that you end up with, well, we covered 4 more verses, or we covered 8 more verses. That's fine, but if Christ isn't the centerpiece of that, it's sort of an exercise in futility. And I love chronological expository preaching and teaching. You know I love it. That's what the DDP is all about. But I don't love it at the expense of A, spotlighting Jesus, B, relevance. I want to see Christ in the text, and I want to see relevance in my life. So I want to see, where does Jesus intersect with this passage and then bring it to life? And how can this passage then intersect with my life and bring me life? Okay, that's the whole purpose of the examination. So when you get to Genesis 12 and you're examining Abraham and his receiving of this promise of God, and then when we take Paul's third chapter of Galatians and we put it into that Genesis 12, then we get Christ there. He becomes the seed. And then I get to intersect with that, which brings us to the question we posed at the end of yesterday's podcast, is what does it matter to me? What do I get out of it if Christ is the recipient of those promises? To answer that properly, let's take these few days and work from Galatians 3. We read to you yesterday, verse 16, to Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed. And then Paul gives commentary, who is Christ? If you're looking at a hard copy, this is the end of verse 16. And to your seed. That's all in quotes. That, because that's literally a quote from Genesis chapter 12, verses 3 and 7, on up into 13, on up into 24, is where the promise is to your seed. Paul then, post quote mark, gives personal commentary. He says, who is Christ? So Paul preaches Christ into Genesis 12. This is another example of how we should be viewing these Old Testament passages through a New Covenant lens, is taking Christ where applicable and putting him in the text. And I will go so far as to say this: where you can't take Christ and put him into the text, don't spend a lot of time there. I mean, when you are in a text and you can't put Christ into the text, there's no life for you there. I don't mean it's not worth reading. I mean, we read all kinds of stuff that's not the Bible. It doesn't mean we shouldn't read it. It means we don't find life in it. I find entertainment out of reading. I love to read. I find great joy and great value in reading. But that doesn't mean I find life in everything I read. Now, if I read something that I feel like reeks of death and is pushing my spirit and harming me, well, then I want to run away from that. But otherwise, I look at a lot of reading as just reading. I don't like to do that with the Bible very often. And I'll tell you why. And yes, I have a different set of standards, I'll admit. It's the Bible. Why shouldn't I have a different set of standards? I will read a novel because it's recommended or because I liked the description, and I may be halfway through it and not blown away, but I'm finding some value and some entertainment, or at least a good stylistically driven author, and you think, oh, well, this is, you know, worth continuing. Or I do the same with nonfiction, and I love biography, do that a lot. But my standards are different with the Bible because I feel like Jesus shows us through the Gospels a picture of the Father that we didn't see clearly in the Old Testament, which means reading the Old Testament is an experience in which finding the heart of God isn't on the surface. It's deep. It's down in the deep river. And when Jesus reveals to his disciples on the road to Emmaus the things in the scriptures concerning himself, he doesn't reveal every single scripture in the Bible because they don't all concern himself. And thus, when I'm reading the Old Testament and I don't see that which reflects the Jesus to come, I don't spend a lot of time there. I don't mean I never read it, but I don't look for life there, and I don't walk away and go, all these verses are equal. You should be quoting this one with the same force you quote that one. No, you shouldn't. Why would you? Not even Jesus did that. And so starting then to understand those scriptures in context of who he is. Now, that was a lot of commentary, I know, around one phrase, which is the end of verse 16, who is Christ? It's because Paul's putting Christ into our Genesis 12 story. I call it ours because here on the DDP, we've been in Genesis 12. Paul puts Christ there. I know I didn't really answer the question of yesterday, which what good is that to me? Although I kind of did with that whole process of reading the Old Testament through the lens of Christ. So what we'll do is just move on with Paul through Galatians 3, moving on to verse 17 tomorrow and then this week, just see what he has to say, because this is our best running commentary of the Genesis 12 account, and we get it straight from the pen of the great Apostle Paul. We'll do that more tomorrow. See you then. God bless.